Okay, I have another super embarrassing story, and I'm going to ask you not to judge. I don't want you to say, well, it was your own fault. You should have known better. All the signs were there. Because when you have an anxious attachment style and you deeply fear abandonment, you will not be able to see the red flags on love's race course. So I met this guy. I fell madly in love with him. It was in the first few heady weeks of a relationship when we were hot and heavy and we couldn't really see straight with the neuro cocktail of hormones happening. And I had a business trip scheduled for the Caribbean. I had to go shoot something, a TV show. And I said, look, it's all paid for. I've got the hotel room there. You buy your own plane ticket. You can come and join me. There'll be some time off. We can have dinners. And it went great. When I was checking out at the front desk, he was off getting the car or something. I noticed on the bill a t-shirt that was signed for at the pro shop. I asked the front desk about it and I asked to see the signature, and it was his. I said nothing. I loved him too much. I was too afraid that he would get mad or leave me. I was like, oh, it's one little t-shirt. Who really cares? A few months later, he moved in with me, and my bookkeeper said to me, your Federal Express bills have really gone up, your FedEx bills, like, look at it. And I realized he was using my FedEx account number for his business. And I made a little invoice and I put it up on his desk and I quietly mentioned it to him. He said, yeah, I'll pay you back. I meant to. And he never did. So are you surprised that 9 years and two kids later, he fraudulently wrote a check on a line of credit I had on my home for $200,000 and disappeared? I went to every attorney who said, oh, a judge is going to say, he says, she says, you'll pay $100,000 in legal bills and you might never win. And I said, okay, I'll pay off his crime and I will raise my kids. And I did. But this is how an anxious attachment style can literally put you into poverty. You will make the wrong decisions for the wrong people. And don't say I should have known better. I stand before you showing resiliency and self-esteem. I'm sharing it with you because you may have made some dumb decisions yourself, but they weren't dumb. They were motivated by love and a desire for connection, and that's never wrong.
If everything she is saying is true about the bad boy, then I agree, what he did was terrible. But here is the kicker, she stayed with him all that time. Women like her love the bad boys, then they complain about the terrible things he did, but never left. Even after being departed from him, she is still not over him. The bad boy left that much of an imprint on her. Never trust a word a woman says. Watch what she does. When she said she desired a connection, this is what she meant.
And a desire for connection.
This. Look at that sausage just sliding right into that Hawaiian sweet bread.